From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The price of natural gas has been dropping, and it's not just people turning off the heat for spring weather. It's cheaper and easier than ever to extract natural gas. That's thanks in part to advances in controversial technologies like hydraulic fracturing or fracking. This week, we're talking about the near future of tech, not the stuff of science fiction, but what's coming in the next decade. Joshua Fried at the centrist think tank Third Way says whether we like it or not, natural gas is a big part of the next 10 years.
After the last couple of years it's had, natural gas is the equivalent of U2 or the Jay-Z of energy. Everybody wants it right now.
Tell me about some of the technology that in the next decade here is going to change and is already changing the way that we extract natural gas.
What we're seeing is continued growth in particularly the natural gas sector, but both natural gas and oil, because of technologies known as hydraulic fracturing and something called horizontal drilling, which allows wells to drill in different angles than had previously been accessible. And this has opened up huge new reserves across the United States.
So what about solar and wind and other cleaner technologies? Does this explosion of natural gas use mean those industries are going to be used less now?
The next rising star, as it were, of the renewable energy world is likely to be solar photovoltaic cells. The solar panels you see on an increasing number of roofs around the country and on some utility-scale farms. Solar has actually grown by 130% from 2011 to 2012. That's because the price of solar panels have dropped precipitously and the solar panels are starting to increase significantly in efficiency. A recent report by Citibank estimates that by 2018, solar is going to be close to, if not less expensive than natural gas.
And that's a big deal because at the end of the day, everything comes down to cost.
Everything does come down to cost. When a consumer, whether you're a big business or a resident, plugs the plug into the lights, into the electrical socket, you don't know where the electricity comes from, but you do know how much you're paying on your bill. That's what people are most worried about. The Edison Electric Institute, which is the trade association that represents investor-owned utilities, recently released a report that said distributed solar power has the potential to be a major disruptor in the electricity sector.
Joshua Fried, Vice President of the Clean Energy Program at the think tank Third Way. Thanks.
My pleasure.